Welcome to episode 279 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. As all this week has been kind of weird because I don't have access to my normal computer, it's kind of broken right now, so pardon the lack of editing and the lack of theme music and the unusually unpolished nature of the show. We'll be back to normal soon, folks. You can contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Zune, Stitcher, or however you find us. And starting this week, you can find the Daily Brainwave on Stitcher, so if you use Stitcher or have friends who do, please encourage them to find us on there. Now today we continue Baden-Powell Week by crowning a Maffa King. Alright, Maffa King is a place, not a person. But as the Second Boer War, which we talked about in yesterday's episode 278, was ramping up, it became the focal point of conflict. Mafeking is a town far inland in South Africa, almost on the northern border of the modern-day nation. In October 1899, then-Colonel Robert Baden-Powell was sent to the town of Mafeking to fulfill a trifold purpose of enlisting some British loyalists to the cause, to distract the Boers and divert the Boer forces from other conflicts around the colony, and thirdly, to act as a garrison to keep some order and discourage others in the region from joining up with the Boers. Now, Baden-Powell soon found his force of just over 1,000 soldiers surrounded by a Boer army of around 8,000. For nearly a year, the British were holed up in the town of Mafeking, under siege from the Boers. Baden-Powell employed some interesting strategies during the siege to try and break it. For example, at one point, he noticed that the Boers had, for some reason, not cut the railroad lines going out of the city. So he loaded up a train car with soldiers and had them down the line a little ways, right into the heart of the Boer camp, and opened fire on the encampment from the safety of their car before chugging back into the city. Perhaps most interestingly, and most formative on Baden-Powell's future movement, was the Mafeking Cadet Corps. The Mafeking Cadet Corps was made up of boys aged 12 to 15. Now, it was a self-organized group commanded by a 13-year-old that used their youthful speed and dexterity to run messages between camps and act as lookouts to warn civilians when Boer troops might start attacking a certain part of town. Now, remember, this is before Baden-Powell founded scouting, and like I said, the Cadet Corps was not an official military outfit, at least not initially, so Baden-Powell didn't have a hand in organizing it. And remember that also the chief organizer was a teenager. But many have called the Mafeking Cadet Corps an ancestor to modern scouting. Now, modern scouting is not a military or even a paramilitary organization, despite the use of uniforms. But it is, at its heart, a youth-led organization where the scouts themselves take control of their own program, in much the way the Mafeking Cadet Corps took the siege into their own hands. On May 17th, 1900, 217 days after the siege began, British relief forces broke through the outer wall of the Boer ranks, pushing their way into the city and breaking the siege. But by that point, all England knew the name of Colonel Baden-Powell, and it wouldn't be long before he put his fame and stature to a very, very good use. So this week we've talked all about the British Baden-Powell, but lo and behold, you know, he wasn't the only Baden-Powell out there. No, a man who lived an equally interesting life on the other side of the world from England was Baden-Powell de Aquino, a Brazilian musician whose music got swept up in the incredible social, racial, and economic struggles that defined Brazil in the mid-20th century. So join us next week for a look at Baden-Powell de Aquino and the fiery music of Brazil, starting Monday, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 279 of the Daily Brainwave. To see what scouting is up to in your community, head to scouting.org if you live here in the United States. Otherwise, check out scout.org for the website of the World Scouting Movement. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Zune, Stitcher, or however you find us, and share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you tune in tomorrow as we wrap up Baden-Powell Week by heading to the island. No, not the Lost Island. Another island.